The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is someday in December. Just kidding. Tuesday, December 8th, and then we have Tuesday Night Football between the Ravens and the Cowboys. We're wrapping up Week 13 to break it down from a gambling, DFS, and general football perspective. The great Larry Hartstein joining me. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, Will?
It's going great. I'm in my my office wearing a short sleeve a t-shirt and a toboggan, which is how I like my December to be. My wife thinks it's weird that I sit around the house in a toboggan all day during the day. And I just kind of like wearing toboggans.
So that's nice and cozy.
Yeah, exactly. That keeps my head warm. Anyway, let's dive into this game. It's a fascinating game. It's not a 1-point spread like we had with the 49ers and the Bills. Not that that mattered on Monday Night Football. In fact, this spread is kind of interesting, Larry, from, I think, you know, a discussion perspective, because it sat at 8 up until Lamar Jackson was announced officially by the Ravens that he was off the COVID reserve list. The line then dropped to 7 and it got to 7.5 on Tuesday morning. And in between the time we were preparing for this podcast, we actually started recording, it got slammed and has moved up to 8.5 at William Hill. And I am now seeing a 9 locally. It is shooting towards 10. What do you make of that? Is it just aggressive money coming in on Baltimore? And how much of a difference in 2020 does, you know, obviously 7, key number with touchdowns. But I think the value of 7 and even the value of 3 to some degree has been diluted a little bit by the aggression that coaches use on fourth down, decision-making on two-point conversions, et cetera, et cetera. How much value do you put in 7, 8, 9, so to speak?
Well, there's teaser value in there because, you know, sure. Once you go up to 9, you take away the 7-point teaser, you know, getting it under the 3. So, that's protection for against teasers. But I was also a little surprised like you that it would go down because everybody's getting activated. It sounds like Calais Campbell's going to be back. I think Brandon Williams. So I'm not sure what that movement was down from 8 to 7, or 7.5, but I do agree with you. I think it's not going back down. I think it's only going up now.
Yeah. I think if you have the Ravens -7, you should feel great about things right now. And you could have gotten them at -7 overnight on Monday. That's, we've talked about this a little bit. I don't want to linger on it too much because we do want to talk about the actual football, but I do think that the lines don't move like they did 5 years ago. 5 years ago, you would see, you know, sort of a gradual move in one way. And then maybe on game day, there's like a quick move in a certain direction, but they it would always be these like slow adjustments, I feel like. And now it's like you can log in and you can, it's like watching the stock market. I mean, it moves up and down throughout the day. Like if maybe there's people out there, obviously there are people out there who believe that Dallas is going to cover anything more than a touchdown. If they see 9s, they're coming for them. I mean, so maybe it comes back. I don't know. It's just wild to see this. And it's a very different world.
No, you're right. It used to be there was an early move on the early line. Yeah. And then it would just sit there until the limits got raised. And then there might be another move. And then there'd be a big move right before game time. But that was it. That was it for the week.
And the line would come out on the Sunday before, maybe even the Monday. And you'd see people pepper it. And then it would literally, I mean, this is how it was in college, at least, and how even it was like 5 or 10 years ago. It would stay the exact same from Monday until Sunday morning. And then it would take a drastic swing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. There's just so much more money, so much more volatility, so many more places to get your money down.
Yeah, exactly. And so the Ravens are 8.5 at William Hill. While we're recording this, it's very possible that the line moves to 9, maybe even gets to 10. Is there a number here, Larry? It is actually 9 at William Hill now. So that's how volatile it is in the 3 minutes that we've been talking, or however long it is. Is there a number here that you would consider taking the Cowboys? I like the Ravens in this game, and I am perfectly fine fading Andy Dalton in primetime. I am perfectly fine taking a Baltimore team that desperately needs a win and has to take care of business at home with not practice players, but at least rested players in theory, and an offense that you would think, Larry, that they're going to do what they do best against a team that can't stop the run and just pound the ball and force Andy Dalton to throw against a tough defense that is opportunistic. If they don't do that, then I don't know what the hell John Harbaugh is doing this season.
Yeah, you mentioned, is there a number? I would say 10 is my number of where I would start to get interested in Dallas. I mean, but it's the same setup as last night. You know, Washington had the extra rest against an NFC East team against a AFC North team, and now a short week for Baltimore. So you would think, hey, look what Washington did with all that extra time. But then you think, what about the coach? Do you think Mike McCarthy put all that extra time to good use, or did he just design another extremely slow developing fake punt from his own 25? You know, what did he do with that extra time? I don't think there's any confidence. And he basically called out players and said, oh, the play was good. It wasn't executed. I mean, I just don't see, you know, this is a get right spot. Baltimore has faced the Steelers twice, the Patriots, the Colts, the Titans, and now they get to face the Cowboys. And like you said, 4.9 yards a carry, worst in the league, 156 yards on the ground, 15 rushing touchdowns allowed. They can't stop the run. They lost both their tackles last week against Washington without Zach Martin.
Zach Martin is
they've been destroyed.
We don't talk about, you know, because the fantasy football is so prevalent that we don't spend enough time necessarily talking about injuries to offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Zach Martin is a major, Zach Martin is worth more to the spread than Andy Dalton.
Three games that he has mostly missed or missed all of this year, both Washington games and the Arizona game. Taken outscored 104-29. I mean, it's not just him, but they only have one starting O-lineman left, and that's Connor Williams from the beginning of the season. So
that's the strength of their team in theory. And Andy Dalton is bad in primetime games. He's bad when he's pressured. And if Brandon, I think as of right now, we're recording this at 11 a.m., so maybe we won't know until later, but it sounds like Calais Campbell's going to be back. It sounds like Brandon Williams is going to be back. If those two dudes are playing and the Cowboys are missing all their offensive linemen and Andy Dalton is the quarterback, this is kind of elementary to me. Like it is a potential bloodbath.
They blitz more than any team in the league. I think it's like 45% of the time. I think he's going to hit some big shots.
Sure.
There are going to be some big shots. Marcus Peters likes to gamble. But yeah, on the whole, I don't think it's going to be a pleasant night for Andy Dalton.
Well, in that regard too. So the over under actually has bumped up half a point since we've been talking as well. It is up to 45.5. I think of this game and I think under sort of by default, but your point about, Marcus Peters gambling, like that can go both ways. I mean, that could be 6 one way or 6 the other way pretty quickly. I would also not be entirely shocked if Dallas had, 10 points in the second half in total garbage time and the Ravens won 35-17. Maybe that's too many points, but I guess the logic there is like, I don't know that I feel entirely safe taking the under here. Any thoughts on that total?
Yeah, you know, they're definitely going to pound the ball. There's no Willie Steed. There's no Mark Andrews, but they might pound the ball for 20 and 30 yard runs at a time. And Dallas gives up 32.6 points per game. I would lean over. I loved it, more at 44.5, 45. That's kind of a key number, but I still think we're looking at like a 28-20 type game, 30-20 type game.
Well, let me ask you this. This game, Now, typically speaking, we don't have Tuesday night football, Larry. But there is, I tend to think when there's a Tuesday night game, I'm a little more inclined to try and look for something to pair it with, maybe down the road. You could do a teaser in the game itself, where you tease the Ravens down to, I guess you would do, you have to do a 7-point teaser and pay the juice because you don't want to do Ravens minus three. You probably want to do Ravens minus two. And then go down to 38.5 and take the over there. I mean, that doesn't seem like a terrible option. It is a little more expensive. Probably risk 100 to win 83 or risk 125 to whatever to win 100. You could also tease the Ravens with the Patriots. I don't hate that. Yeah, the Patriots are like 13 against the Rams on Thursday night. So he's got to wait till Thursday. And then the other thing that I at least looked at, and you know, you have to wait till Sunday to get paid or, you know, to find out if you win or not. I don't hate teasing the Ravens or even moneyline parlaying the Ravens, with the Chiefs, who I think will take care of business and win the game. Maybe won't cover the big spread. Any thoughts on how that pairs and if your mentality changes because it's on a Tuesday?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. You're that much closer to, getting your action, resolved on a Sunday. I would tease the Titans Jags under, to the over, tease that down. Those games go over like, with regularity as we've seen.
I'm guessing you like that over anyway.
I like the over. So, let's tease it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk player props and DFS.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Okay, so I'm like refreshing this page on William Hill to see if the line moves again. I feel like it's going to get to 10. Let's talk some player props. You know, I don't know. The one lingering concern I have, and we didn't mention this before, is that we saw, and I mean, this is just anecdotally the only real example I think we have of this so far this year, but Cam Newton had COVID. And we don't even know if Lamar Jackson had COVID, right? Or did he tested positive. And Cam, I don't know if the Cam was lethargic or, I had 70 yards passing this past week. So maybe it had nothing to do with it, but a little bit of concern that maybe Lamar, because there has been people who have had COVID have described a fogginess about the brain afterwards. And like that would be the one thing I worry about. And I sort of wonder how will the Ravens approach Lamar here? Do they want to get him back in action and like get him rolling? I can't imagine they want him to pass a ton in this game, but I also can't imagine they want him to run. I think they probably just want to feed Mark Ingram and Gus Edwards and
J.K. Dobbins
who's been breaking out. Yeah. And, so to that end, actually you mentioned the third guy, Justice Hill, who looked really good in recent action. His over under for rushing yards is 5.5. I like the under. I like the under. I don't think he gets any carries.
There's so many guys to feed. I like Dobbins over 57.5 rushing. Last I checked, 69.5 combined. He's getting more targets. I think he's getting the third or fourth most targets on the team since week 8 without Mark Andrews, without Willie Snead. I just think, you know, he's had two great games the last times they've been at home. And now he's back. I think he had 121. He had 84 total yards in the other. I just think it's a huge game for him.
I can definitely get down with that too. I think his over under his total for receptions, by the way, is 1.5 and is juiced to the over. I don't necessarily hate that. The other, receiving number that I don't mind at all either is Devin, DeVernay, whose name I constantly mispronounce. But Willie Snead's missing, as you mentioned, Mark Andrews missing. There's got to be somebody who's going to fill that void, and you can get over 2.5 receptions for DeVernay at plus money. So I will take that at plus money and hope that he gets 3 yards. I don't mind his receiving total over at, I think, 22.5 or 23.5 either. Obviously, if he gets 3 catches, you would hope he's going to get you there, to that 24. I'm done, Larry, ever messing around with Marquise Brown. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't care.
Everyone is saying this has got to be his game. I mean, that's what they're all saying.
It's every game, every week.
That secondary without Willie Steve. I mean, but that's the narrative, is that this is a blow up game for him, but you waited too long, right?
It's always Marquise Brown's game. And then like the 1 week it was like 2 weeks or last week when he against Pittsburgh, when he catches a effing pass from Trace McSorley.
Oh, for 70.
To ruin the cover. Those would be my lanes. The small numbers, Justice Hill and Devin DuVernay. I agree with you on Dobbins. I think they might just, again, Ingram and Edwards coming off the COVID list, maybe they don't feed them as much and it's a Dobbins game and Dobbins could run wild here. So I'm perfectly fine loading up on J.K. Dobbins props.
I love it. And I also like pairing him to score a touchdown with the Ravens winning is plus 220.
Ooh.
Him to score anytime is 160 plus 163. One other one I like, Gallup, he is the deep guy. It's really not. I mean, Amari Cooper can also get deep, but I think Gallup is the deep guy. And like I said, I think they're going to be behind. I think they're going to take some deep shots. And his longest reception, 18.5. I want to go over that one.
Okay. DFS perspective. Hopefully I don't need to recap all those props because we just went through them very quickly. We want Dobbins, Gallup, and I got DuVernay and Justice Hill. DuVernay overs, Justice Hill unders. I think Dobbins is a potential fantastic option to captain in DFS. It's 12-9. And by going with Dobbins, you unlock a lot of other stuff. I don't know how you get away from Lamar Jackson in this spot. I have no problem. Why is Tyler Huntley in here? What is happening? What is Tyler Huntley? He's at 9-2 just in case Trace McSorley also can't play. This is a weird move by DraftKings. I think you have to put Lamar Jackson in there, obviously.
Have to.
You don't have to put Andy Dalton in there. Right? Maybe if you go Dobbins as your captain, you do need to go with the two quarterbacks. I don't know.
I think you have to go with Zeke. I don't think you have to play Dalton. I think you have to go with Lamar Jackson. You have to go with Zeke. I like Dobbins. Dalton Schultz, 19 catches last 4 games. He's pretty cheap. Justin Tucker, if the Ravens offense is down in the red zone a million times and doesn't get it in a few times, he could have a good one. But I think Dobbins is the guy.
One guy that I think is a little intriguing that he didn't get much run against the Steelers. He's only $200. James Prochet, the rookie out of SMU. I don't know. I feel like they're going to try to work him in at some point. Miles Boykin also didn't have a catch against Pittsburgh either. He was 1800 in that game. And that was a showdown slate too. And now he is $600. In terms of his cost, because it was a Wednesday afternoon game. He's $600 in terms of his cost on the showdowns. Like, that is pretty cheap. I mentioned DuVernay. He's $800. I mean, any one of those guys can basically unlock. If you go Dobbins as captain and one of those cheaper guys, and you don't really need to go one of those cheaper guys, but I think DuVernay is interesting because if you put him in there at $800. So I have a lineup here with Dobbins, Lamar, Ravens defense, DuVernay, Zeke Elliott, and Dalton Schultz. I could even get rid of Dalton Schultz and move up to CeeDee Lamb, or Mark Ingram or Gus Edwards if I wanted to, or even go down to Michael Gallup. You're leaving a ton of cash on the table, but that's not a bad thing in these showdown sites, particularly with a 9-point spread where you expect that the Ravens will be able to get loose on somebody. Now, I'm probably going to be fighting against other Ravens heavy lineups. Would you go Ravens heavy here? It's hard to talk yourself into, Cowboys are winning this game sort of DFS lineup script.
Yeah, I don't think you can go more than a couple of Cowboys in this lineup. This just sets up so well. We'll see. We just don't know. That's the COVID era. You just do not know how they're going to look. Yeah. I mean, what kind of practice has he? One practice and one walkthrough for Lamar Jackson, but you just kind of trust the coaching and you trust the.
Well, you would think that they're going to simplify it again and feed the ground game. I mean, I don't even hate the idea of doing something where you do like Dobbins is your captain, Lamar, Gus, Mark Ingram, Ravens defense, and then like just we're not no pass catchers. Just like
get every rushing yard.
Get every rushing yard you possibly can from the Ravens. Get their defense in case they pull off a pick six, and you don't expect Dallas to score more, and then plug in. If you could either do Andy Dalton or you could do one pass catcher for Dallas. And I mean, I don't hate the idea of that sort of stack. I think it might be popular, but you know, we'll have to see.
Yeah. And maybe Dobbins is the guy who catches the ball and runs it in.
Right. And if Dobbins catches a ball and runs it in, you shoot up the leaderboard because of that. Now, again, if you want to be super contrarian, go get yourself some Cowboys. I will have all the Ravens in my lineups. And it sounds like Larry will as well. All right, buddy. Good stuff as always. You got the props, the DFS. We like the Ravens and the over as well in this game. Talk to you soon, man.
Likewise. Take care.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.